Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Hello and welcome to Manifesting Miracles with me, Michelle J. Lamont. And if this is your first time tuning in and you've been hearing rave reviews and everyone's talking about it and people are sending it to you and you see it all the time and you see it everywhere and you're like, what is this Manifesting Miracles going on? Why is everybody talking about it? Why people keep sending me this link? Well, it's because your angels and your guides see that you're completely off course. They see that you're ready to manifest more into your life, more abundance, more joy, more happiness, more abundance, more clarity, more happiness, more carefree life, more freedom, more of everything. And they see you vibrating in an energy that is not for your highest and best good. So they're going to use your friends. They're going to use your coworkers. They're going to use your relatives. They're going to use your neighbors. They're going to use their guys. They're going to use symbols. They're going to use frequencies and energy because they want you to manifest at the highest level possible. And let me inform you of something else. If somebody sent you this link and you tapped, and this is your first time listening, that person that did that for you, that's your real friend. That person sincerely and genuinely wants you to have the best life ever. They want you to have fun. They want you to have freedom. They want you to have abundance. They want you to forgive people. And through all of my podcast episodes, each and every one of them are a tutorial. It's like working with me one-on-one, but you're not. It's like being a vibrational match to your personal valet of abundance without having any need to do anything but listen. But I ask that everybody always share a link, write a review on iTunes for the price of admission. Because energetically, we have to
be a vibrational match. And remember, it's something as simple and basic as sharing is caring. Now, today's podcast is Fast Track Your Manifestation with These Three Things. So I'm going to go over some simple ways that we may not be a vibrational match to the abundance that we seek. And I want to thank the 32,000 subscribers who are tuning in each and every week to this podcast. It is the year 2021. It is the month of October, and it's just a few days before my birthday. And I understand that all of you are tuning in and manifesting miracles and changing lives and raising the vibration of your community. And sometimes it can be very frustrating that you feel like you're doing everything right. And when it comes to the law of attraction, it can feel as if the desires are not showing up and that you're doing something wrong. And I wouldn't necessarily encourage playing the waiting game with your manifestation, but I don't want you to also feel like things should be going faster either. So what's most important about understanding is that you're not associated with fear and you're more associated with your abundance. So why is it that you aren't manifesting the things that you want in the time frame and the period that seems like it would be most beneficial for you right now? Well, there are so many reasons. There's so many reasons why these things may not be manifesting, as well as so many different things that we can do. And I'm just going to go over a few because some of these things are going to resonate with you and some of them are not. But the most important thing is, if you're tuned in, if you're listening, if you are here right now with me in this energy, that the universe here on the teaching planet Earth, all of the angels and the guides, all of the people that are outside of this reality that are watching and participating and love that you're tuned in and their vibration is getting higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. They're all looking at you with pride and joy and they're like, baby, baby, I got you. I sent you Michelle. I sent you this. I sent you that. And they're not wrong. So have faith and not fear. But you might be dealing with some old limiting behaviors. And if you're not able to shift your energy, your frequency, and your vibration to a space and a place that is an equal vibration to manifestation, then you might not understand the law of attraction actually in totality. Because the law of attraction, that is that once you say it, it is done. And so if you're wondering why it's not coming at a certain time frame or a certain pace, you might be in the opposite end of the law of attraction's universal rule. And so to process from that point is where we are right now. And we're trying to bring things in that are a vibrational match that is the equal to where you are. And sometimes the things that we want aren't really what's best for us. We don't know the whole picture. We can only see as much as our eyes can allow us, as much as our brain can allow us, as much as our patience can allow us. And so we need to consider that maybe it's not coming because what the plans are so much bigger and so much better and so much broader than we can ever believe. It's like, why didn't it work out with that person? Well, it didn't work out with that person because the person I'm sending you is going to be 10 times your match. Well, why didn't it work out with that job? Because the job is not the destination. It was the journey. Well, why didn't it work out with me getting that house? Because that wasn't the neighbor we needed you to be aligned with. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you need to consider broadening your options and asking for further assistance in order for these desires that you have in your vortex, in your reality, in your subconscious, in the manifesting pool of attraction. And the most important thing is to be patient and trust that the universe is always on time. God is never late. He is always on time and always good. And the most important thing about manifesting faster is that intuitively understanding that you are the right fit, You have the right vibration. You have the right frequency to align yourself with the things that the universe are bringing. And you can focus on making it come faster by keeping certain things in check. First and foremost is being, oh, my little timer just said 2-2-2. Thank you, angels. Hey, my angels and my guides don't play. My angels and my guides don't play. Hey, my angels and my guides don't play. My angels and my guides don't play. Hey, whenever I see synchronicities, I celebrate them, even if it's in the middle of my podcast. Okay. It's about being super, super clear about what you want. You don't want to say, I really want to manifest $1 million. That's not going to happen. It's just not. If you said, I want to have a home where I feel safe. I want to drive a car that's new and updated and be able to update it whenever I want. I want to be able to give my children any luxury that seems reasonable for the life that I feel comfortable giving them. And then you start moving forward. I'd love to take my family out to Disneyland. I'd love to go to Maui. I'd love to go to Thailand. I'd love to be able to XYZ. I'd love to be able to take out $500 out of my bank account every Sunday and spend all week giving it out. Now, that's going to get the universe hard. That's going to get the universe wet. That's going to turn them on. That's going to show them that not only do you want to be a receiver, but you want to be a giver. And don't say, well, when I do it, I will be a good giver. No. Be clear about wanting to always give. Give a smile. Give your time. Give your energy. If you can afford one more dollar on that tip at the restaurant, give it with love. And so when you are essentially crystal clear about how that vibrational energy is supposed to be in your life, whether it's money or a relationship or an opportunity or whatever it is, then you really have this clarity and you know that it will show up energetically, and the struggle between you and that requirement and that desire becomes nothing. You don't think about it. And when you're clear, you release it. You release that vibrational need to control when it happens, because it's already happening. It's the law of attraction. And the law of attraction dictates that once you desire it, it's already done. And you're like, all right, Michelle, but I'm not living in that house. I'm not driving that car. I don't have my mate. I don't have the opportunities. The money isn't here. Well, you're not a vibrational match to it. And I know that's very difficult to understand. But from somebody who's rolled coins to pay her bills and now leaves tips equal to the bill, goes and purposely hides money in mailboxes and on the ground and in diaper bags at grocery stores, I can tell you that because I'm a vibrational match to it, money is no longer something that I fear. Because no matter how much I have or don't have, I always know that the universe is on my side and it's abundant, and it's clear that it's abundant, and it's abundant, it's abundant. And I am crystal clear that I always want to be a receiver. Because in order to be a great receiver, you have to be a great giver, and I'm a wonderful giver. And that whole thought process of the clarity of what you want is one of the most essential things about how to be an excellent manifester. Because you're self-aware, you know, self-awareness is very important when you're manifesting. You have to be very aware of your limiting blocks and where you are. So if you were to write down, I want to manifest $10,000, but you know vibrationally, you really don't feel like it'll appear. Why don't you write down, I want to manifest $5, and then let the universe buy you a cup of coffee or find a $5 bill or get a $5 refund or whatever it is. You just play in that space until that self-awareness expands and expands and expands and expands. And in order to manifest, we have to have a great deal of self-awareness about our own thinking, our own behaviors, our own patterns, our own thought processes, our own limiting belief system. And we have to be able to call ourselves out when we're engaged in patterns that are really opposite of the clarity that we seek to bring into the reality of the things that we want. And getting to know ourselves in that way and being a conscientious observer of who we are. Like, I know that if I start watching crime documentaries or murder movies or, you know, my neighbor killed this person or that, things I used to do when I was in a low vibrational state, that I'm going to start getting paranoid about the safety of my life. So I am very self-aware that that no longer is a match for my energetic being and that it no longer benefits me to vibrate in that reality. So each and every one of us need to understand that, and we have to work through those blocks, and we have to get through into a place where we're very, 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 very dedicated to our self-worth, our self-growth, the respect we have for ourselves, where we won't let some dusty fool come in and steal your energy, steal your sunshine, no matter what form they come in. Whether it's a coworker or a neighbor or a love interest or a boss. When you truly love yourself, you can't be a vibrational match to that. You see these people differently. And when this doesn't happen and you see things are slowing down and you don't know how to clean up that, I would ask you to be honest. Are you and do you have a true dedicated practice? Do you meditate every single day? Do you journal? Have you forgiven everybody in your life? Are you working on it? Are you working on it in a way that doesn't hold judgment? Or are you working on it in a way that allows you to feel superior to that situation? Being a really great manifester means understanding that everything is here to evolve and to expand us into a higher vibrational place. And as a manifesting manifester, I want you to understand that it's consistency that pays off the most. If I don't meditate for a day, that's okay. But if I don't meditate for 2 days, that's not okay. If I don't work with my crystals, if I don't set my intentions, if I don't do my gratitude journal each and every single morning, it's not okay. Because being consistent in the law of attraction is a fundamental point of being successful at going outside of the comfort zone, of going outside of the things that you want for yourself, because the energy that you're putting into yourself and into your work is showing in everything that you're doing. And so before you know it, you're way off the path and you look back and you're like, everything was going so great. What happened? Well, tell me. What did you do? How are you slowing things down? Are you unclear about what it is that you want? Are you not being conscientious about who you are? Are you having a very good practice of self-discipline with your commitment to your own daily vibrational awareness? And before you get too off the beaten path, put it into your calendar. Block it out. All right, that's what I do. Meditate. I have it on my dry erase board. How many strikes? I'm looking for 7 strikes every week. Okay. Walk my dogs, come home, meditate. Okay. Showing up for yourself consistently means that you value yourself the most. Nothing is more important than you. Nothing is more important than you raising your vibration and being in alignment with the desires that you want. You're not going to manifest things if you have that. You're not going to manifest things because you're stuck in a reality that no longer exists to you. So there's nothing there for you. But when you elevate and you raise your place of awareness and you raise the vibration, what you're saying is that I know how worthy I am and I accept only this. And you know what I say? This or better, this or better, this or better, this or better. And when your life is looking like a trash can, then these things are out of alignment. Another thing that I find very common in people who are not seeing their manifestations appear in their reality in the timeline that they're ready for is because they're attached to the outcome instead of being on the journey itself. And a lot of people run into this with the same mentality that if it doesn't come, it's not going to happen, and then they give up. But when we really want something, we become attached to the idea of it. And the point of it is that there might be something better. There might be something different. There might be something bigger. So once you put that out there and you can switch into the vibration, you're not going to be attached to it. You're not attached to any specific details. You leave it open and wide. And as Dr. Wayne Dyer always says, and say it with me. Are you ready? If you're a listener, you know. All right.
I'm open to everything and attached to nothing. 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 And I'm open to everything and attached to nothing. And I'm open to everything and attached to nothing. I'm open to everything and attached to nothing. Isn't that the most freeing thought? Let's just see what rolls down. Let's see what God does. Let's see what my guides and my angels align for me. And I know how frustrating this process can be because you want it so bad. Oh, you ache for it. But in that ache, you're separating yourself because what you're saying is, I ache because I fear that I'm not going to get it. Instead of, I celebrate that I already know it's on its way. I celebrate that I know that it's already done. And when you become that type of vibration, oh, fuck, does everything change? Everything. Your friends change. Your reality changes. You time jump. You can attract huge healers. You can attract healing in your life. Things just get better, faster, quicker, and better. I mean, I can't tell you that surrendering is the sweetest thing in life.
Hey, are you ready to manifest the life of your dreams? To level up in all areas from love to money to happiness to opportunities? You see, I take my clients to the next level on a transformational journey to change their life and to manifest the life of their dreams. And I'm ready to do that for you too. All you have to do is go to Michelle J. Lamont, michellejlamont.com, and send me a form on my contact form, or to email me at info@michellejlamont.com, or to go to my Instagram, Michelle J. Lamont, and tap on my link tree and book your session right now, or to DM me. Again, Michelle J. Lamont on .com, Michelle J. Lamont info.
And I'm sure you've listened to other podcasts, but I'm just going to give you the story of Oprah one more time. Not how I manifested her, but one time I was listening to Soup for the Soul, and she talked about getting the part of The Color Purple. And if you know this story, sit back and relax. And if you don't, well, here's a great one. So Oprah had, you know, before she was Miss Winfrey, she was Oprah the reporter in Chicago. And all these different reasons, you know, she thought she would never get what she wanted in life, you know. And so she thought she was too fat or too black or too this or too that. They didn't like her hair, put on a wig, straighten your hair, blah, 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 you know. So she became a huge fan of this book and gave it to everybody. And it was called The Color Purple, which is now like one of my favorite movies of all time. But I watch it, try to watch it once a month. I love The Color Purple. Sister. You're doing a wrong, no twister. If you don't know the movie, you don't know that part. But anyway, all right. Sorry, I digress. When I think of The Color Purple, I think of her going, shaking your shimmy with Whippy. Anyway, so Oprah got assigned one day to work in a snowstorm. And she didn't want to, but she was low man on the totem pole at the station. And she goes out there, and what she described is like 10 feet of snow, and she's outside ridiculously covering, like, yes, it's a winter blizzard. Here I am standing out here for no reason, when I could be at home or whatever she was doing that she didn't want to be outside with. Well, at the time that she's doing this broadcast, someone at the airport's plane is delayed, of course, because this is the way the universe works. And this man looks up and sees on the TV screen a reporter named Oprah Winfrey. And he just knew instantly that she was going to be in his movie. And that man was Quincy Jones. And so he reached out to his people to give her an audition. And when she got the call and the script, she knew that book inside and out, The Color Purple, like probably more so than any book she will ever know or has ever known. And that's why if you have a connection to this podcast, if you have a connection to this energy, if you have a connection to me, it's the truth in you that you're seeking. It's the realness in you that validates this energy, just like Oprah with that book. So she goes and she reads for the part, and she says she's jumping out of her skin because she knows, because she knows, because she knows, because she knows, because she knows. And she goes in there and she reads and she has her hips moving and she's slashing. You know, she knows how she's going to play it. She knows this book. She knows everybody's lines, and she got the script, and she goes in and she does the audition, and boom, she nailed it. She said she'd never been prouder. She was literally going to go into the station and quit the next day, but something just said chill. So that's what she did. Well, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, nothing. So she calls the agent in LA that set up the casting, and he was incredibly dismissive. And he said, "What's your name? Ofri?" She goes, "No, Oprah." He goes, "Well, look, Ofri." And she said he kept saying her name wrong. And he later in another interview denies this, but if I'm going to believe anybody, it's going to be Queen Oprah. And so he says, "Don't bother calling again. We have real actresses with real accreditations auditioning for this, and they're going to be in it. And, you know, I don't even know why you're calling. If you call me again, I'll get you banned from everything in Hollywood." So she was completely broken. She was emotionally, vibrationally, mentally, physically. She just thought to herself, "It's because I'm too fat. It's because I'm too fat." So she told this station that she was going to go to a health camp or a fitness camp, and she went to a fat camp. And this is her describing it. And she says she get out there and she's on the track and she walking around doing her daily walks, you know, eating her 6 carrots and whatever. And she decides that she's not going to be upset about this anymore. And she's going to release it and let go of the attachment to it, the how, the when, the where. And that she wanted to be able to go to the movie theater and see all the wonderful actors and actresses who were cast in this role that portrayed such a beautiful portrait in her mind, one of the greatest books she had ever read. And then as soon as she released it, she said this hymnal came into her song, "I surrender all, I surrender all. Glory be to God on high, I surrender all." And it just kept playing. And now she's bawling her eyes out and she's walking around the track going, "I surrender all, I surrender all. Glory be to God on high, I surrender all." And then she said it started raining. She didn't even care about her hair. She didn't have anything for it. She's just out there walking around in her sweats, feeling her legs rubbing against each other, crying in the rain. And out runs this fitness person and runs out there with an umbrella and says, "Are you Ofri?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'm Ofri." "Well, there's a call. Somebody's called for you like 6 times inside this little, shack, like where they have a phone set up for the athletic center." She's like, "What?" And she's thinking it's work and she's kind of annoyed. So she goes inside and she picks up the phone and she's like, "Hello?" And the guy says, "Hi, is this Oprah Winfrey?" "Yeah." She goes, "Well, this is Steven Spielberg." Now, because Oprah was harassed and marginalized and belittled at her station for unbelievable reasons, she thought one of her coworkers was using her pain in the most evil way possible. And she literally got so angry and so upset, she slammed the phone down and she starts wailing. She's like, "I can't believe, even when I'm down and out, this shit's happening." Phone rings again. Bring, bring. "Hello? Oprah, please don't hang up." And she doesn't. He goes, "I'm a producer in LA. My name is Steven Spielberg. Have you heard of me?" She goes, "I know who Steven Spielberg is. Yes." He goes, "You auditioned for a role." And now, she said, she could feel her heart going into her stomach. And she knew at this moment that that was really Steven Spielberg. And she said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I understand you're at a fat camp." She goes, "I am." He goes, "Well, I hope you didn't lose 1 pound, because if you did, I need you to hit the ice cream stores on the way back. We've cast you in your part. We cast you in your part." And the moment that she let go, and the moment she was clear, and the moment that she said, "I release, I surrender, I let go," the universe had such a big, huge fucking plan for her. Something she could never in a million, kajillion, trillion lifetimes even conceive of. But she wanted the best for that situation, not because of her, but because she loved the situation so much. She let go of the attachment. She was crystal clear. She didn't have any time frame in it. She told herself that everything was going to be okay and that she was going to be a vibrational match to it in some other way. And the universe never disappointed. Never disappointed. So I tell you that these are ways, fast ways to fast track your abundance and to be in focus and in alignment with all of these factors, because timing is everything. And if it hasn't showed up, if it hasn't made its way to you, don't get disappointed. Don't shuffle in the rain. Let go, let go, let go, and be free from the shackles of your mind. And remember that you are worthy of the things that you want to desire, because everybody in your life, energetically, vibrationally, and in a frequency way, is your cheerleader, not your enemy. And so I don't want you to get stuck into this energy that things are not working out, because they are. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me and for you. So please, 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 please listen to this episode over and over again. Take notes. Listen to another. Listen to another. Listen to a podcast every single day. I've got 70 or 80 of them at this point. Depending on the timeline, there could be hundreds. But at this moment, in October of 2021, that's how many I have. And you can listen to them. You listen to two a day, like legitimately, and raise your vibration. Share, write a review for me. Come on, baby. Don't you think I'm worth it? I know you are. That's why I invest in this podcast and I invest in my time. Book a free 15-minute call for me. Change your life. Let's see what we can do together. But most of all, remember, everything is always working out for you. So until next time, I'm Michelle Juanita Lamont. Now go manifest your miracle today!